It's interesting that the word ascetic or asceticism in English comes from the Greek askesis, which is a word used for athletic training. So that and we use the word training a lot in our kind of monastic jargon, but that asceticism is in spiritual terms, is very much based around training. And just as if you're an athlete, you would take it for granted that you've got to endure a lot of hardship and go through certain disciplines if you want to win the race, if you want to compete and do the best you can. There's certain limitations that you live with in order to develop those skills. So asceticism and the Dutanga practices, they're very much in that same kind of spirit. It's like developing spiritual strengths through the use of particular limitations and structures, so that those capacities are given more vitality, given more life, given more strength, and that. In a way, it helps the mind to not be so complacent or reliant on the self-centered or human-centered perspectives, but is respecting this living system as part of the natural order. And so, like at Wat Wo Pong, if you're hungry, then you look around the forest. You go, "Well, I'm just another hungry being living in the forest." All these other creatures, the chickens, and the lizards, they're all hoping they're going to get something to eat today, and they're kind of looking for, they're hungry and they're looking for something to eat. Oh, like this hunger is just like their hunger. This is what we experience as living beings. So it brings an empathy as well.
Yeah, and we tend to, again, especially conditioned by some of the romanticism, the nature is somehow benign and kind of, it's all deer and butterflies, and it's not when you really live in a forest, and everything is competing to either eat each other or to get away from each other. And it's a yeah, it's not a not an easy not an easy place to get along. Nature has its other side, and there is beauty, certainly is beauty. And in reality, say, like, just the forest monasteries of Ajahn Chah in England, they're all in incredibly beautiful places. And certainly we end up living in very beautiful circumstances. We're incredibly fortunate, but it's within that there's a whole spectrum of benefits and drawbacks.